22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, good luck. Good luck. Good luck. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor.
Yeah.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we like to do. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about pandemics, the trillion-dollar affair. We're going to talk about some things that aren't really being talked about pandemics. And it's not just this one that we're in, the COVID-19. It's going to give you a little broader scope, and we're going to see what you think. Also, we got a quack report, and we have a devotional. That's right. We got to give the Lord credit where the credit is due. And before we get to all this good stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. As you know, I'm hitting the knees, and I'm seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. Mind the time, it grows short. So today's devotional is Galatians 5, and it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." I'll take that every time over man's law, won't you? And what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to obey God rather than man. Bible says so. And if you're reading your Bible and you're not taking it out of context, you know that. So, you know, this is a good time to, you know, seek the Lord's face, get the Bible off, dust it off, you know, and have a conversation with the Lord. He loves that stuff. He does. He'll let you know. He will. And mind the time, it grows short, because Jesus Christ is the way, the light of the world. And we'll, without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, here's a study that says, hey, Frank, before I get into it, Frank, do you eat any kind of shellfish? I used to before I found out shellfish weren't so good for you. Here's a report on shellfish shrimp. They contain more than just cocktail sauce. Shrimp is packed full of, according to this report, of cocaine, pharmaceutical drugs, and toxic pesticides. This is a study published in the Journal of Environmental International, and shrimp from rivers just outside of London, UK, were contaminated with a variety of these toxins. So the scientists detected a similar trend in seafood from across the globe, not just in the UK. So researchers examined samples of species of shrimp, and they used 15 sites in 5 different rivers, and this was all in London, this particular part of it. This all wound up in a report on natural health. Scientists found traces of 56 different pollutants. But the most shocking to them was the traces of cocaine in the shrimp themselves. And it accounted for the highest overall number of contaminants in the samples was the cocaine. So they detected lidocaine in the shrimp. Now, lidocaine is an anesthetic used by cocaine dealers to cut their product. That increases their profits. That's why they do that. And scientists also found traces of ketamine, which is a tranquilizer used by veterinarians. And also antipsychotic drugs. Oh, my word. In your shrimp cocktail. So the list of contaminants didn't really end there. The study also said there was the presence of anti-anxiety drugs like Valium and Zantac, propranolol, a medication used to treat high blood pressure, diphenhydramine, which is an antihistamine. The final toxic ingredient they found in the shrimp samples was microplastics, little plastic fragments in the marine animals there. And it's not just in the UK. It's across the globe you find that stuff. That's gross. Frank says he used to love shrimp and all fish, but now that the ocean is poisoned, he never eats it. That's a good point. Hey, you know, there's fish farms. You know, you can get some salmon raised in fish farms because, you know, the oceans don't look so healthy. All right, last but not least in the quack report, studying the COVID-19 virus, drug companies are making drugs. Scientists are finding out that here is Dr. Liu. He is with a group of chemical biologists specializing in medical chemistry at Texas A&M University. He said this April 6th, 2020. He said the effectivity of the original strain of COVID-19 virus in Wuhan was not as high as what we have observed in the current strain in the United States. Now that's interesting. But Wuhan had more deaths, right, than what we're having so far. Anyway, I just think, can we trust any of the data? That's the point. That's what I'm wondering. So, and that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about this trillion-dollar affair, also known as a pandemic, because we do live in a time when statistically more pandemics have emerged than even thought possible in ways not even imagined or considered. So the mathematical models that we're all getting through the news media, they're supposed to help predict pandemics, but they're not perfect, and in most cases they're not real accurate. So pandemics have become this global event, and the word pandemic comes from the Greek pan, meaning everyone, and demos, meaning population. So we're going to take a look at pandemic behavior and what we can ascertain from the information. So it's kind of a numbers game when you try to predict these things, because according to infectious disease specialist Michael Osterholm, he's at the University of Minnesota, there are flaws in the statistical programs run to predict your pandemics. He says this, in my 33 years of epidemiology, I have performed thousands of statistical calculations with colleagues. It is with experience I report that the complex statistical models don't really tell us about the future pandemic risk and may mislead us into preparing for something that will almost certainly not come about or may not occur very differently than the model predicted. He goes on to say, I've watched a slew of statistical and elaborate presentations with lots of numbers and graphs, which indicated the future and how it will unfold and what interventions should be taken to change the course of the pandemic. However, this is all about uncertainty, and it is difficult. It's a difficult foundation to plan on. Most models will miss the reality of a pandemic by a country mile. End of quote. A country mile. Goodness. Well, I just think when we hear from these guys talking like that, I wonder, you know, just how accurate we are. So what are we missing? That's my question. What are we missing? Pandemics are costly to the average citizen, as we're finding out. Pandemics involve politics, economics, local customs, healthcare structures, and unpredictable human behavior. So preparing for a pandemic is difficult. And predicting programs, as Dr. Osterholm explains, are a tool, and they're only as good as the program itself and those entering the data, and hopefully without errors. So statistical analysis isn't perfect, and it can't deliver a perfect prediction. Now, here's a quote from Sir Josiah Stamp. He was the former president of the Bank of England in 1940. He says this, the government is extremely fond of amassing great quantities of statistics. These are raised to the ninth degree, the cube roots are extracted, and the results are arranged into an elaborate and impressive display. What must be kept ever in mind is that in every case, the figures are first put down by a village watchman, and he puts down anything he damn well pleases. End of quote. Well, yeah, who's entering the data? I don't know if it's the scientists that, don't they have like little assistants or, you know, lab people doing that? You know, how accurate are they going to be in entering this stuff? Also, here's a quote from Michael Warby. He's a head of the University of Arizona's Department of Ecology and Evolution Biology. He says, even a comparatively weak, mild pandemic flu event like the 2009 H1N1 swine flu outbreak is a trillion-dollar affair. A major pandemic like the one we saw in 1918 was a potentially to kill large numbers of people would shut down the world's economy, end of quote. So where exactly are we in this?
Well, we're talking about a random occurrence, really. Science really can't predict when a pandemic will occur. It can't. So flu pandemics have displayed a random occurrence. So the influenza strains do not occur in cycles, according to historical data going back to the 1700s. So there is no pattern or increase in frequency we can plug into a program. And therefore, if a pattern emerges, well, that suggests the disease was planted. Here is a quote from Peter Sandman. He's a professor of environmental journalism at Rutgers University, who says, "In all intents and purposes, flu pandemics are random events. So there's no grounds to claim that a pandemic is overdue simply because there hasn't been one recently. A random event can never be overdue. Random events do not have patterns. Risk perception experts who want to predict pandemics are, for the most part, mistaken." End of quote. Well, he's got a good point, you know, if they're random. Well, according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, they confirm that pandemics are random. Here's a quote from them in 2006. They say, we can prepare for pandemics, but with the realization that no amount of hand washing, hand wringing, public education, or wearing masks will do the trick. It is also unreasonable to believe that we can count on antiviral agents to protect large populations due to the unknown nature of viruses. Okay, unknown nature, random. Don't know too much about them. Now, if you guys out there are signed up for the newsletters the folks at Apothecary Herbs send out, you can go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, and click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for free. There's no subscription fee. So in this week's newsletter, you're going to get this chart, which is a very pretty graphic, and it gives you the history of pandemics. And in it, you can see visually how unserious in size and death toll the COVID-19 pandemic really is compared to a history of pandemics. So I leave it at that. You can definitely sign up for the HealthQuest newsletter. That will go out tomorrow if you haven't signed up, and you should get that graphic in there. So it'll give you perception on, the scope of the pandemic we're in, okay, based on history. So let's just touch on the profit margin for a minute, because pandemics are expensive for society, but drug companies profit from them. So influenza vaccines are usually pushed every year with really hardly any real benefit to speak of. So each time a pandemic arises, the drug companies like to include that specific pathogen in their ever-expanding quadrivalent flu shot. Here is a quote from Gerald Posner. He's an author of Pharma, Greed, Lies, and the Poisoning of America. He says, "The pharmaceutical companies view COVID-19 as a once-in-a-lifetime business opportunity. The worse a pandemic gets, the higher their profits." End of quote. Well, currently, the United States government has pledged $8.3 billion to drug companies towards the COVID-19 virus in a spending package. So therefore, the public, this is taxpayer money, the public is funding the vaccine development and other types of drugs for this virus. So at this writing, the drug companies have no restrictions on price, distribution, and profits that they'll make from this pandemic, from these pandemic treatments. So the drug companies make 63% of the total healthcare profits in the United States. So while the stock market has plummeted reacting to the pandemic, the stocks in the biotech field have shot way up. So companies that stand to make huge profits off the pandemic are Eli Lilly, Gilead Science, Johnson & Johnson, Dicerin Molecule, and Quadgen. All are receiving funding through the United States Department of Health and Human Services. And according to one congresswoman, Congressman Jan Schakowsky of Illinois, I don't know if I said that right, but this congressperson said, To allow drug companies to have this power during a pandemic is outrageous. Well, let's recap real quick. So science says viral pandemics are random and can't be predicted. The public has been exposed to decades of warning reports that we are overdue for a massive pandemic. So the technology is available to create a pandemic, whether one materializes naturally or not. It is also doubtful that the healthcare sector can be prepared for a pandemic. So what we can predict is that drug companies, lobbyists, and politicians can benefit financially and otherwise from pandemics. That's what I predict. I think that's a sure win. Yeah. Yeah, and Frank says a country mile is so far, like 120 down to maybe 440,000. Yeah, I know. I know. You would be impressed with that graphic, Frank. During the break, I'll email it to you. That graphic on the history of pandemics and how the pandemic size up, you know, as far as, you know, death toll. Because that's what a pandemic we worry about is how many people are going to die. So the mortality rate is what we look at. And if I know I read this before to you, but I'm going to read it real quick. This is by Dr. Anthony Fauci. This is the doctor that, you know, is in these daily updates regarding the pandemic we're in. He wrote this March 26, 2020, appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine. And he says the COVID-19 virus is more akin to a severe seasonal influenza with a fatality rate of approximately 1%, whereas the pandemic influenza of SARS and MERS had a fatality rate of 10 to 36% respectively. So, there you go. So we didn't shut down the country for those pandemics, but we did for this one. Interesting. I find it interesting. Well, you know, I just go with the natural protection. Of course, I rely on natural concentrated nutrients in the medicinal herbs, not just during pandemics, but all year long. All the time. So the chemistry in your medicinal herbs are balanced and the body's able to respond and use that nutrition as it needs it. So if you're looking for whole food organic herb formulas to help boost your immune system, cleanse away your toxins, and help you protect you from unknown viruses, well, I would call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Yeah, they have a toll-free number in the United States and Canada. That number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, they do have a website. You can go on there, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. So the word the or T-H-E. Power Herbs with an S at the end of herb.com will get you there. You can, again, sign up for their free online newsletters under books and newsletters. This is email delivered, so it won't go out in snail mail. So you have to have email to get the newsletters. And they have two newsletters. They have the American Survival that goes out on Tuesday, and then they have Health Quest that goes out on Friday. So you'll get wellness information in there that you're not going to get anyplace else. And it's all good herb and health tips in there that will help you and your family out. You can share it with family and friends. You know, you can do that. So your healthcare options just became endless because you get to take the power back. You get to use the tools and you get to get educated on what you never learned in school, what maybe your parents and grandparents didn't know. Okay. You might want to check out, if you're on their website, you might want to check out their pandemic kits. They also have that astragalus root with the high zinc, high natural zinc in it. And of course, if you've been listening to the show, we told you that the U.S. National Library of Health Institute of Medicine, or the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, I'll get it right. They said in 2019, research on the COVID-19 virus, it's killed by zinc. And most of us have low levels of zinc because of the agricultural problem we're in with the really bad topsoil and hardly any minerals. So you kill the minerals in the soil with a lot of fertilizers and pesticides and Roundup and stuff. So this is why we are low in zinc. And we need zinc for an immune system defense. And what they found out in the research is the zinc blocks the COVID-19 virus's ability to stick to your cell, invade it, and replicate. So it kills it. It keeps it from making you sick. Zinc. And, of course, we are noticing that they're promoting the hydroxychloroquine with the zinc sulfate. I bet you it's just the zinc is what the patient needs. But, you know, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm just thinking that's what it is. So astragalus root has high zinc is what I'm getting at. So they do have that in a liquid as well. If you're looking for a natural form of vitamin C, I'm hearing that a lot from people calling. I like rose hips, and it's really tough to find rose hips right now because, you know, people bought it all up, I guess. But rose hips we put in the body food mix at Apothecary Herbs. It's an all-around vitamin mineral mix, and you can check that out. You just add it to juice, water, smoothie, and covers you for amino acids and even plant proteins. So you can get your natural vitamin C, whole food vitamin C, in the Body Foundation food mix. And that's also there on the website. Look under energy boosters. That's where you'll find that one. Of course, your astragalus root is going to be under your immune boost. Now's the time. Get a pandemic hit, boost up your immune system. Take advantage now. Also, they have the Resurrection Sunday event. So now through the 17th, you can save 25% on your herb orders through Apothecary Herbs. If your orders are $50 or more, they do have details on the homepage, but you can use their coupon over the phone to place an order too, and it's the code LIGHT, L-I-G-H-T, and the number 20. And that'll get you 25% off, but you want to hurry because the sale will end on the 17th, so it's not too far off. So do take care of that. Stock up, get what you need. One of the biggest things we've been seeing at Apothecary Herbs is the plague tonic, the all-in-one going out the door. Whew, just massive amounts of that stuff gone. So which is a really cool thing. Plague tonic, old-fashioned herbalist plague tonic, very broad spectrum. So that's an option too. Lots of things they have there for immune support and protection. I love that place. All right, thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Get empowered. Also, we're going to be talking about spider bites and maybe slimming down for the summer. Spider bites, you know, people are going to be doing spring cleaning, you know. You're going to be cleaning out the basement, maybe cleaning out the attic, maybe the garage, right? Maybe you want to do something in the backyard and you're going to make room and you want to move the wood pile. Well, you're going to encounter spiders. And so I hear this usually every spring about these bites. So we're going to talk about what you can do to deal with those bites, even the venomous kind, the brown recluse. We're going to be talking about that. We got tools, and we're going to share that. And we're going to be right back with all that right after this break.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
To developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
We're back here on Herb Talk, and we're going to talk about spider bites. We're going to talk about that. You know, spiders usually not on your mind right about now. But, you know, you think about them at Halloween, you know, as part of the decor. But, you know, they crawl around. They're in your attic. They're in your base. They like dark, undisturbed areas. So these are little tiny creatures. They do serve a purpose in our ecosystem. But they can pose a dangerous threat as well when they get all messed up because you disturbed their habitat, and some of them can be venomous. So most people will, you know, typically run off to their doctor office or emergency room for treatment on the serious bites. But according to Dr. Donna Seeger of Tennessee Poison Center, this may not be necessary and could cause more problems. So we're going to take a look at the risks and options that we face if we tend to get some of these more serious spider bites. I don't like them jumping spiders, Frank. You ever seen one of them? They just creepy. They're tiny, but they got a little bite like a fire ant, and I don't like them. We're going to talk about numbers now because we have in this world about 170 different species of spiders, and out of that, about 3,500 of them, we need to stay away from them. Out of these numbers, just a handful are very dangerous. And although it's a rarity, 27 spiders can kill you, a human being, in just one bite. There's 27 different spiders that can do that. So spiders are rarely aggressive. They don't really like to attack, but they do if they're disturbed or feel provoked. So North America has identified about 3,000 species of spiders. And of them, there are two species, which is you're known as the recluse spiders. You got your brown recluse and you got your black widow. And these can be very dangerous. they kind of, on average, they can kill a 4-year-old child with a bite, so they can be serious. Now, with most spider bites, the bite area that will have a little bit of a complication, often spider bites, like the jumping spider I mentioned, you'll get a little red welt, and it may even itch, you know, a little bit, but that's not a big deal. Now, the brown recluse, on the other hand, will produce a skin lesion, and in some instances, they can require urgent care if you don't know how to deal with it. So let's talk about the brown recluse, because I've dealt with a few bites over my years as an herbalist, and I've dealt with snake, venomous snake bites, too. There's herbs out there that can really help you out. So the brown recluse spider, it likes to live in those dark places like your wood piles, your basements, your attics. So this spider is nationwide from Atlantic to Pacific in America, but it prefers warmer regions of the southern segments of the country, prefers that. So this spider is usually dark brown with a violin shape on its back with the neck of the violin shape pointed towards its rear end. Most of the spiders have 8 eyes, but the brown recluse has 6, a pair on the front and 2 pairs on either side. So what makes this spider such a health problem is the venom. So it will kill the tissue that around the bite site, causing severe necrosis of the skin. And if it spreads, it spreads outward, causing significant injury. So brown recluse looks like a bullseye. So that's how you know it's a brown recluse. Where the venom went in looks kind of white, and then there's this red ring that goes around. And so that's what it looks like. So it is very dangerous, and it can kill a lot of the tissue. So for this reason, the spider can be deadly to humans. It could cause a lot of infection. You can die from an infection from this bite. So most people seeking the medical treatment, they're going to go get antibiotics and maybe steroids prescribed, antihistamines. There may be even required a debridement of the skin that dies around the bite area. They cut away the tissue. Now, if the venom penetrates deep into a muscle or a tendon or a ligament, they gotta surgically remove that. And that's not fun. So that's how medicine, this is how modern medicine approaches the brown recluse spider bites, because they don't know how to neutralize the venom. Okay, they just don't. So disfigurement can be the result of a bite like this. And it's not an aggressive spider, but it usually bites when it feels threatened. So the problem is most people really don't know they're there when they're moving around stuff or they're cleaning out an attic and they disturb them. So if you live in Hawaii, a close cousin to the brown recluse is the brown violin spider. And he has that violin shape, too, on him. So let's talk about now the black widow. A southern black widow, it's a species of spider, has 32 varieties that live just about everywhere in the world. They live in Africa, Middle East, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Mexico, Hawaii, both North and South America. So the black widow's there. They can be difficult to identify when they're features differ from region to region. So the female spiders usually got the shiny black with that yellow, orange, red hourglass mark on the underside of the abdomen. And sometimes this hourglass is just a dot shape, so it's kind of maybe hard to distinguish. And the black widow likes to be sheltered. It likes wood piles. It likes rubble, rocks, stones, likes to be under stones. So if you live like near a lake and you got some riprap around your lake area, be careful. It likes hollow stumps, sheds. It loves little garden sheds, garages. Now, if you have an undisturbed or cluttered area, it likes to hang out there. Crawl spaces, attics, basements, favorite places. So I always, you know, if I'm going to go clear out an attic, or, you know, a crawl space or anything. Like, I just sold my house and I moved, and I had to clear all that stuff out. I had long sleeves on, I had gloves on, had a hat on. I was covered as much as I could to unpack. You know, we didn't see any spiders. That's a good thing. But, you know, I was prepared in case we came across any. Now, the black widow does have a painful, it's known for the painful bite. It can be fatal for the very young, for children, and very old, the elderly. A small amount of this venom is type of a neurotoxic poison, and it's 15 times more poisonous than the prairie rattlesnake. So a lot of times if kids, elementary school kids, get bit by one of these, you got to go seek medical treatment because it's a neurological toxin to them, okay? So it will attack the central nervous system. It compresses respiratory areas. You can get respiratory arrest. So you definitely want to fool around with the black widow. Symptoms would be headache, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, fever, and high blood pressure. Sometimes victims do not notice any pain with the bite. The people with a lot of cardiovascular disease are really at a great risk, and they really need to be hospitalized. So the risk of death is less than 1% with effective treatment. Expensive drugs, though, were developed in 1956 it's called an anti-venom drug, and it was developed in 56, but it is expensive. But let me just back up to the brown recluse for a minute. If you're not going to seek medical treatment for the brown recluse, I'm not saying you shouldn't, but if you decide you don't want to, I like to use some herbs that will draw the venom back out. Okay. And also I like to use herbs that protect the tissue, the cells of the tissue. So you don't get the death of the tissue there. So you don't need debridement and you won't have disfigurement. So, and this is, you know, not new. These treatments or these approaches or wellness care, therapy care, whatever you want to call it, is not new. Native American Indians used this for hundreds of years. This is how they dealt with stuff like this. So the point is, you know, if you got a child, okay, over to the hospital, right? Because you don't want to mess around. But, you know, if you've got some tools, or maybe you can't get the medical treatment, you're going to have something, right? So don't panic, okay? Health experts experience with spider bites say don't panic, okay? And in some cases, people don't see the spider and they don't know what bit them. The symptoms just start to develop a couple of days later. Usually, brown recluse in a day, roughly, you can start to see the bullseye. Some people think they got bit by a mosquito. Because, you know, when you get bit by a mosquito, it kind of looks white, swells up a little bit, maybe itches. So that's what they think. But the next day is when the bullseye appears and they go, wait a minute. You know? So the brown recluse is often going to produce a bite area that has that white center with a red ring around the center, like a bullseye. And in a lot of cases, a cold pack to the area helps with any discomfort you feel. Commercial ointments and antibiotics are really not recommended. And if the victim is a child younger than 12 and has a brown recluse spider bite, a urine test can check for the blood in the urine to indicate the breaking down of red blood cells and causing a lot of cell damage. So, you know, the doctors can check for that. So if there's no signs of a serious skin lesion or nervous system impairment, there really probably won't be complications from the bite if you didn't see what bit you. Let's look at some other signs. So if you're not really sure what bit you and you're worried it's a venomous spider, there's some other indications that would tell you, yeah, you got bit by a venomous spider. These would be, the bite may start to itch. The bite site may be red and inflamed and even hot to the touch and tender. You may even see fang pits may be visible where you got bitten. And also, you may develop a fever. The bite site may start to blister. Or if the bite site turns a bluish color, or if the bite site starts to form a crater, it's the tissue sinks in. Or if you start to get some symptoms like visual problems, difficulty breathing, and loss of motor control, that's serious. you definitely want to seek medical attention. So I can understand why some victims of spider bites or other venomous bites do want to rush off to the emergency room. They just don't know how to deal with them. Parents with young children and elderly folks with heart conditions, you know, they're at a higher risk. You know, they're in the high risk category when it comes to these type of bites, and I get that. Seek medical attention. Take, for example, this woman in Arizona who had to pay $83,000 for a 3-hour hospital treatment after she got bit by a scorpion, and they gave her anti-scorpion venom called Anascop. $83,000. Whoa. The hospital pays about $100 for the drug, and $83,000. So in 2013, right in North Carolina, not far from where I'm at right now, it was an article in the paper. Eric Ferguson, living in Mooresville, North Carolina, was treated for a venomous snake bite at the local hospital, and he was there 18 hours in observation. So he wasn't really admitted. If you're in observation, you're not really admitted to the hospital. So his hospital bill was $81,000. He got bit by copperhead. So sometimes anti-venom can be really expensive. Hospitals don't usually stock a lot of it. It typically has a very short shelf life, and it's not made in America. Usually it's made overseas. So that's why the bills are high over there. Now, some of the criteria that will push up the price of the anti-venoms are limited supply. They don't have much on hand. They have to fly it over from overseas. It's like an overnight ship or something. Now, what I like to do to neutralize venom is this. So what I do, let's say you're in a remote area and you can't get to medical treatment, or maybe you don't have a way to get to the hospital, whatever the reason. You may want to have some emergency treatments like this on hand. And these treatments are good for venomous bites, whether it's, you know, your snakes, your spiders, your bees, your wasps. It's for ants. It's good for ants. You know, those red ants. Oh, man, Frank, I was in Mexico on a trip as a little kid. I was 5 years old, and I didn't know what red ants were, but I found out what they were. I had little sandals on. They bit me in between my sandals, in between my toes. My feet all swelled up. It was terrible. So I use these herbs for the fiery red ant bites. Any mystery bug bite, even, you can use these herbs for. So the things that I like to do is I like to neutralize the venom and the bite, because that's the irritating factor, and I like to reverse the damage. So and there's herbs that can do that. Now, people with heart conditions, you'll probably want to have herbs on hand that would assist with the cardio as you try to neutralize the venom and protect the tissue from damage. Herbs that can help repair damage fast and also help your immune system out, I would also be using. I suggest maybe for people with the cardio issue, a risk factor, maybe have a heart attack pack on hand, herbal heart attack pack, and then also have a snake bite kit, which you can use for brown recluse bites and other venomous bites. So the snake bite kit is very helpful. And you can use it for pets too. If you have any large breed dogs for some reason like to investigate snakes, I don't know why they do that. And they usually get bit. So, but if you take your pet to the vet, you're looking at a huge vet bill to deal with that. And they don't have any good news for you. So I figured out how to reverse my Black Labs copperhead snake bite, and at the astonishment of the vet, who said, oh, he's going to need skin grafts. Oh, he may get an infection. We may need to amputate. Oh. And so when I restored the bite, the foot from the bite to perfect condition, hair, fur was there, no scars, no damage whatsoever. They were like, what did you do? I'm like, well, I used herbs. Do you want to know how I did it? They didn't want to know. which that was the shocker for me. The vets didn't want to know how I did that. Well, that's because they make more money with surgery and skin grafts. So that's the reason. But here you go. So if you're looking for the heart attack pack or the snake bite kit, you can go up on the powerherbs.com website. That's the Apothecary Herbs website. And they have those under kits. Now the snake bite kit for pets is under pets. And what I like about the snake bite kit is it's in a nice little 1 pound pack that you can thread through your belt and you can wear it. So if you're hiking, camping, it's very portable and compact with all the instructions with it. So you can get a lot of use out of that. Definitely we're tapping into the knowledge of the Native American Indians with regard to how they dealt with these bites. So we have a topical application to draw the venom back out, and we have internal applications to get whatever slips by in the bloodstream, okay? We also have things to reduce the inflammation and pain and bring the tissue back, soothe the tissue so there's not damage to the tissue. I think I told you this story one time, Frank. I had a farmer come see me. He had moved a wood pile, and he wanted me to look at his ankle. He took off his boots. He says, "What do you think that is?" And I said, "Looks like a brown recluse spider bite to me." I said, "When did he bite you?" He says, "Yesterday." And I said, "What were you doing?" He says, "I was moving my wood pile." I said, "That's right. That's how you get them." So he says, "I don't like doctors." I said, "Well, okay." And I gave him the spider bite or the snake bite kit, which you can use for spider bites. And I said, instructions are in there. And just follow the instructions. Hey, I said, but let me know how you do. And so he called me the next day and he said, "You saw my ankle yesterday." I said, "Yeah, it was a bit swollen. Definitely had that bullseye. How's it look today?" He says, "It looks like a mosquito bit me. It's hardly a mention." I said, "Well, that's you did the right thing then." So he was good to go. And so a lot of times if we zoom off to the emergency room, you know, they don't know how to reverse the venom. All they have is damage control when the tissue starts to die. They're going to start cutting. See, and they're going to give you steroids for pain and inflammation, and that's not good either, you know. But if you don't have an option, I guess that's what you're doing, right? So I like my options. I love my options. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs have pandemic kits. They got cleansing kits. They got immune boosting kits. Oh, they got power herb kits. And you too can learn how to do all this and be empowered. That's the point. You got tools. You got information. Right? Right? All right. So a lot of times it's about the tools you have and knowing how to use them and when to use them. And check it out. Thepowerherbs.com gets you a snake bite kit, which is also great for spider bites. All right, we got a few minutes. We're talking about losing weight. Gonna get ready. For the moment we get to go to the beach, right? I'm looking forward to it. And so a lot of times people, you know, have these resolutions, you know, I'm going to lose weight for the new year, for the summer. And but we got a lot of people overweight. If you go up on YouTube, if you got internet, you go up on YouTube and you can Google in Hawaii, the end of World War II, and they have these Super 8 movies that they can play there up there for you. And all these people are like celebrating, hanging off of Jeeps. Some are civilians, some are military in those awful tan, beige uniforms. But nobody's overweight in 1945, you know? And it's because of how they were eating and how far we've come from eating good, wholesome foods with minerals in it. So according to the National Institute of Health in the United States, more men are overweight, 74%, compared to women at 64%. Now, I would have thought it had been the other way around, but that's not what they're saying. So we have an obese category that 35% of men and women fall into, not just overweight, but obese. So when we get overweight, we risk heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, sleep apnea conditions, liver disease, osteoporosis, and certain types of cancer when we're overweight. So the nation knows it has a problem, and it's really, you have so much control because what you put in the body matters, and you can reverse everything that you're not satisfied with just by adjusting lifestyle. And it's all a mental thing. You got to get prepared, your mindset, you got to be determined and just do it. I've seen countless people that just transform their whole lives just by, you know, changing the way they shop for groceries and what they ate. So some of the contributing factors why we overeat in America is if you go out to eat, the restaurant portions are really four times the amount of food we should be eating, okay? It's four times more food than what they ate in 1945 and 1950, okay? Dinner plates are larger, 23% larger. They used to be 9 inches. Now they're 12. There's an indicator. Also, a lot more sugar is consumed. We consume more sugar, high fructose corn syrup, and that's a problem. Also, this modern convenience that we have, it makes us more sedentary. You know, entertainment, a lot of, you know, video streaming, just order pizza, munch on that on the sofa while you watch a movie. We're too sedentary. Stress or being bored will have us, you know, kind of snack, eat more. We shouldn't. And also, if we're not getting the right amount of sleep, that also is a problem. A lot of calorie convenience foods should be out. If you're going to snack, snack on an apple, snack on nuts. Nut meats really do satisfy hunger, and you don't have to eat a whole lot of them. And it's a healthy kind of fat, so it helps balance. And so get off those low nutrition foods and feed the body. So when you eat real good nutrition, the body's satisfied and you eat less. Also, if you tend to overeat, if that's a problem for you, then use gentian root, a liquid form of gentian root, a half hour before a meal because it prevents you from overeating. It also moves food out of the stomach in a timely manner, so it helps with that acid reflux stuff. So you'll find gentian root on the powerherbs.com website. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have it. And just take it a half hour before you eat, and you will not overeat, especially holidays. If you're going out to a barbecue or whatever, take it a half hour before you eat and you will not overdo. So there is successful ways to do weight loss. A lot of people will use the Body Foundation food mix that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have because of all the minerals and vitamins in it. It satisfies the body and the hunger pains go away and you quit eating. So it's a nice way to manage weight if you want to do that, plus get all the nutrients you're probably missing. So go to thepowerherbs.com, and check it out, or give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and get empowered. That's what it's about. And don't forget, they're having their sale, 25% off now through the 17th on orders of $50 or more. And details on the homepage, or call and ask and use the coupon code LIGHT20. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.